Rabbis, so let us begin. Let us begin. Today we start the Mizbeach Pasuk Gimel.
It's on.
Perek Mem Gimel Pasuk Yud Gimel. The Eile Midos HaMizbeach Bo'amos. We now begin describing the Mizbeach. These are the measurements of the Mizbeach Bo'amos in terms of Amos. So it starts over telling us Amo. There's something called an Amo, period. Then there's something called an Amo V'Tofach. An Amo and a Tefach. And then there's something called the Cheik Ho'amo. The Cheik Ho'amo, we'll see what that means in a moment. That is going to be the foundation. The Amo Roichav. An Amo in width. Ugvula El Sifasa Saviv Zeres Ho'echad. And its boundary to its edge all the way around shall be one span. V'zeh Gav HaMizbeach. Now that is a very mysterious pasuk which is almost impossible to translate without a picture. Anyone who does not have a picture, they have a picture over here. And before we go read the Mitzudos and Rashi inside and see how it all fits into the word, let's get a basic overview of what's going on over here. I have over here in this handout, page number 11, I have the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni. And the Bayis Sheni and the Bayis Shlishi. We're learning, of course, now the Bayis Shlishi. And the Bayis Shlishi is a bit different than what it looked like in the time of the Bayis Sheni. The only difference is it was one amah taller. Now, on the left side, maybe we should usually write it down to make it clear, is the Bayis Sheni. The right, so picture number three. Number three on page 11 is the Bayis Sheni, and picture number one is the Bayis Shlishi. The difference between these two is the total height and how the amos are broken up. If we are much more familiar with picture number three because that is something that you come across in the Gemara every so often. And there we learn that the foundation, the soid of the Mizbeach, was one amo tall. As you see on the very, in picture number three, on the very bottom it says Ola Amo. It went up one amo, the Konas Amo, went in one amo. Then it shows Ola Chomesh, went up five, the Konas Amo. Went up, and doesn't show you, but it went up three. It went up another three, and then it shows you the corner on top, which was one amah by one amah. So when we add up one plus five plus three plus one, we have 10. Okay, five and three is eight, and the amah on the bottom and the amah on the top is a grand total of 10. The height of the Mizbeach in the time of the Bayis Sheni was, and the Bayis Rishon as well, was 10 amos, including the top of the keren, the four corners. The place where the kohanim walked around was from the ground 9 amos. We're going to learn now in the Bayis Shlishi, it's going to be a bit different. The height of the yesoid is going to be 2 amos. Okay, so it's a much higher foundation. And then the height of the soivev is 4 amos. And the height on the upper portion is also 4 amos, so that is already 10. The top part of the Mizbeach is equal to the middle part of the Mizbeach, and then we have on the bottom is 2, and we have on top is 1, for a grand total of 11. So the height of the Mizbeach of the Bayis Shlishi is going to be 11, whereas the height of the Mizbeach of the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni, was only 10. And what about the Bayis, the Mizbeach in the Mishkan? So that we learned was a Machlokes in the Gemara, if it was 3 Amos or it was 10 Amos. Okay, there are two opinions in the Gemara. It's a question how to read the Pesukim, and I think the simple understanding is it was only 3 Amos. It was relatively speaking small compared to what we see over here. This was 10 and 11, that was only 3 amos, and some say indeed it was really 10 amos, and when it says 3, it means the top part was 3, but in total it was 10. So we're not going to focus now on the Mizbeach of the Mishkan, we're only going to focus on the Mizbeach of the Bayis Sheni and the Bayis Shlishi. So let's go back to the Pasuk now inside out. Okay, one of the points I want to make is, before we read inside it, is there are two types of amos. There is an amah that has a dimension of 5 tfachim. And then there is an amah that is 6 tfachim. It appears that seemingly nowhere in matters of choil, dealing with making calculations, let's say for the tchum, 2,000 amos. What is the Tchum Shabbos? 2,000 amos. A person's not allowed to walk more than, the person's outside the Tchum is not allowed to go more than Dalid amos. And a person carries a Shabbos in the Rishus Harabim more than Dalid amos, his Chayav Korban Chatos. Those amos are always measured in terms of 5 tefachim. Okay, so a tefach is 4 fingers. 4 fingers. You take 5 of the 4 fingers, 5 times 4, and that gives you 1 amma, which in practically speaking is machlekes the gedolei hador, is that somewhere between 18 inches and 24 inches. But that is called an amma shel choil, an amma, a mundane amma. An amma shel kodesh, when we measure the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash, pretty more or less, most almost all the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash were in terms of an amma shel kodesh, which means it was 6 tefachim. So it wasn't between 18 and 24 inches. It was probably something more like 20 to 26 inches. Okay, that would be a machlok. Practical machlok is what would be the dimensions of the amma of the Beis HaMikdash. That's in terms of measuring space, area. We know that the Mikdash was, the Har Bais was 3,000 amos by 3,000 amos. So that's an amma of 6 tefachim. We know that inside of the, we learned all these dimensions, the Lishkais, there was 100 amos long by 50 amos wide. The open space was 100 amos by 100 amos on each of the sides. The actual Ulam, Heichal, Kodesh HaKadoshim was 100 amos by 100 amos. All of those amos were amos Shal Kodesh, which means it was an amma of 6 tefachim. The Mizbeach is very unique, and there's a lot of depth in this, in that the Mizbeach is a combination of both amos. Some elements of the Mizbeach were measured in amos shel choil, and some elements of the Mizbeach were measured in amos shel kodesh. It is a complex mix, and we're going to see exactly when it goes up. When it goes up in height, is that to be measured in amma of 5 or an amma of 6? When it goes in 1 amma, is that to be measured in amma of 5 or 6?
You can see that from the diagram.
So diagram, it shows you all the amma, so we're in this, on the right side. What do you see? It shows you?
Because it says the
tefachim.
The middle section,
right.
Are 4 amos. Right, of
right, right.
4 tefachim, so that means 6. But the bottom, which is.
Exactly right.
For 10 tefachim, and
it's 5. So it's showing you that when it goes up, the first on the right side, when it goes up 2 amos, it's going up, the height is in amos shel choil. Then when it goes in 1 amma, it's an amma shel kodesh, which is 6 tefachim. And likewise, the foundation on the bottom, was 32 amos by 32 amos. Very, very large. 32 amos is massive. And those amos are measured in terms of amos of 6 tefachim. So the space, the horizontal space is kodesh. The elevation, the first elevation is chol, is 5 tefachim. Then the next horizontal space coming in is kodesh. But now when we go up, the next step going up is kodesh, and it's 6. 6 times 4 is 24. So we're going to go up. We're going to have the next 4 amos going up is going to be amos of kodesh of 6 tefachim, and likewise the gag hamizbech is also going to be shel kodesh, going to be of 6 tefachim, and the very top is an amos shel choil. 5 by 5. 5 tefachim by 5 tefachim. Okay, so it's complex. It's complex. It keeps on changing back and forth, and I'm obviously there's a lot of great depth into why this part is kodesh, this part is chol. I just want to throw out an idea, what I think is a significant idea, and it relates to the next chag. The next chag is not Thanksgiving. Sorry to disappoint you. But the next chag is Hanukkah. And Hanukkah is all about the Mizbeach. Okay, Oz Egmar Bashir. I think a lot of people forget this. Hanukkah is named Oz Egmar Bashir Mizmar. Chanukas what? HaMizbeach. Not the menorah, not the Beis HaMikdash, even though all of these things are true. There was a miracle of the menorah, there was a Mulchama, there was the Mizbeach was rebuilt. There are a lot of different dimensions to what happened in the time of Hanukkah. So many different things. It would appear to us, if we were making the holiday, we wouldn't even pay attention to the menorah, because the menorah, there was a miracle every day. Chazal say every single day the Ner Maravi lasted for 24 hours. Every single day there was a miracle that the Ner lit more than more than fuel. So why all of a sudden Chanukah do we focus on the fact that the Neros or the lasted for 8 days, that more than it's a lot of time? That it's a miracle, granted. But that was a miracle that happened every single day. The Ner Maravi only had enough oil to last for 12 hours, it lasted for 24 hours. And Chazal said this was Eidus Shehashchina Shaira B'Yisrael. So, okay, that's not for now. Yet we focus upon that. But the words of the name of the holiday is Chanukah, and Chanukah alludes to a different element, different dimension of the miracle, and that is the Mizbeach. Oz Egmar B'Shem Izmar Chanukah HaMizbeach. We discussed before. The truth is, what did they do when the Chashmonoim took back the Beis HaMikdash? They demolished the Mizbeach. Completely demolished the Mizbeach. They put the stones in Geniza, and they built a brand new Mizbeach. Brand new, fresh. And it began to offer korbanos. That is not necessary, because a mizbeach is mechubel karka and it's not mekabel tumah. The fact that the Yevonim offered idols on the mizbeach to gods should not technically have defiled the sanctity of the mizbeach, because there's a dava that's not mekabel tumah, being it's mechubel karka. That it speaks volumes. It's true. It's not necessary. It's not mekabel tumah, but it's a new beginning. It's a new beginning. It's the renaissance of Klal Yisrael, renewal, and that speaks volumes. We have to do things that we're not technically obligated to do. We have to demolish this old mizbeach, even though it's tahar and it's usable and it's fine, to go through the effort to show we're starting fresh. We want to have a new turn over a new leaf. Life, Klal Yisrael is renewing itself by building a brand new mizbeach. Now, the Mizbeach, what is so unique about the Mizbeach, it is the Tzeruf, it is the combination of Kodesh and Chol. What is Chanukah all about? Chanukah, is there a mitzvah to have a suda, to eat donuts? Is there a mitzvah to eat latkes on Chanukah? Technically speaking, no. Yet, there's something very unique about Chanukah, that if you do eat the donuts, or the latkes, l'shem mitzvahs Chanukah, it becomes a su'udas mitzvah. There is no such thing in halacha to that where you have that print. There is one other example by bar mitzvah, but not for now. Generally, there's no such thing. During the week, if you sit down and you take delicious food and you say the most brilliant chidushei Torah, you sit down by a meal and you give over divrei Torah and you eat food, does that meal have the status in halacha as a su'udas mitzvah? No, it does not. There's nothing you can do during the year to elevate a su'udah to a su'udas mitzvah unless it's Shabbos, it's Yom Tov, it's Rosh Chodesh, it's a Sheva Brachos, it's a Pidyon HaBen, it's a Bris Milah, a Siyum Masechta. To sit down and say Divrei Torah and to elevate a su'udas mitzvah, impossible. Does not exist such a thing. Chanukah is the only exception. You do not need to make a siyum. You do not need to have a bris. There does not need to be a shel brachos. Sitting down to a su'udah on Chanukah and saying and making a statement that this su'udah we're eating now should be in honor of Chanukah, should be honor of Chanukah, that automatically elevates that su'udah, that meal, into the status of a su'udas mitzvah. The whole idea of Chanukah is to sanctify, the ability to sanctify something which is mundane, which is otherwise can be mundane, but if you see to it to sanctify, to elevate it, that elevates it to Kedusha. That's exactly what the Yevanim wanted to destroy in Klal Yisrael. The Yevanim's tafkid, their goal was to remove, to obliterate any spirituality in the mundane world. Everything in this world should be enjoyed for its own sake, beauty for the sake of beauty, not beauty for the sake of serving Hashem. Not everything in this world should just be purely mundane. The miracle of Chanukah is, Yevanim, you're wrong. Hashem gave this world brach, Hashem put in this world beauty, Hashem gave in this world science, Hashem gave this world all these incredible gifts, And the goal is to take those items that Hashem has given, to use them to serve Hashem, to elevate them in the service of Hashem. And to emphasize that point, that's what Chanukah does. Chanukah, in its unique way, takes everything which is mundane, and through dedicating it l'shem Hashem, it elevates it to the status of Kedusha, of a Seudas Mitzvah. Where do you have this concept? In the Mizbeach. Because the Mizbeach is the combination of Kodesh and Chol. Some elements of the Mizbeach are mundane. 5 Tfachim. An Amo Shel Chomesh Tfachim. An Amo of Chomesh Tfachim is Chol. An Amo of Shisha Tfachim is Kodesh. There is a synthesis between Kodesh and Chol in the Mizbeach, where nowhere else do you have such a unique, jarring combination. It goes up this way, it's Chol, but this way it's Kodesh. This way it's Kodesh, this way it's Chol. What's going on over here? Now it's Kodesh, and then everything Chol, Chol. And on where it's Chol, Chol is where you go, you take the blood of the Kodesh and you sprinkle the blood. It is the synthesis of elevating Chol to Kodesh, bringing Chol and Kodesh together. That's what Chanukah is all about. That's what Chanukah is all about. Therefore, Chanukah is expressed in the terms Oz, Egmor, Bashir, Mizmor, Chanukas, HaMizbeach. The soid of Chanukah is really found, is probably nowhere better expressed, more so, than this pasuk that we're about to learn. Because there's nowhere in the Torah does the Torah tell you about the details of the Mizbeach, about the Amos. You learn the only place about the Mizbeach that you learn in Sefer Melachim, I think it mentions there very briefly, I'm not even sure it says there in too many details. And in the Torah doesn't say anything about the Amos, it just says, you build the Mizbeach, 3 Amos, 10 Amos, there's going to be a net around, whatever it is, we'll see some of the details, that will in passing, we'll mention some of the things in passing. It doesn't tell you that Amos, this Amma is Chol, this Amma is Kodesh. The only place where it comes out in the open, this combination of Chol and Kodesh in regard to the Mizbeach is here in Sefer Yecheskel Perek Mem Gimel Pasuk Yud Gimel. It's an incredible insight into the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Okay, and Chaim, you just missed a good vart. All right, let's now go to Pasuk Yud Gimel. What? Oh, I got a gift. It's a bride. Okay, thank you very much. How am I going to shut this up? Wow, okay, thank you so much. Whew. Okay. Eshe Koyach, thank you so much. All right, so let's see what it says over here in the Mitzudos, David. So he really explains it very well with the handout. We can see what's going on over here. We're looking now at the Mizbeach Oila, that's the massive Mizbeach where you bring the carbon oila in the Chotzer HaPnimitz, not the Mizbeach that's inside of the Heichel, which was, there was 2 Mizbeachas. Everyone knows the Mizbeach HaZov and the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. In time of the Mishkan, it was Nechoshes, it was made from copper, it was hollow, and it was filled with earth. Every time they traveled, they emptied out the earth, and they traveled. And when the Amud Onan, Amud Eish stopped, they rebuilt, they reassembled, they erected the Mishkan. They filled it up with new earth. They filled it. You see over here these partitions they put up in the street. They filled with water, right? They're these plastic thing, the plastic in order to keep the all the construction sites. So when they want to build temporary. Partitions, they're made from plastic, they fill it up with water, it's very heavy, it doesn't move. So when the Mizbeach was hollow, when they came to rest, they filled it up, not with water, but with earth, in order to stabilize it. And when they traveled, they removed the earth to make it light, and they carried the hollow Mizbeach to the next location. It was a shell, it was a wooden shell on the outside. It was plated with copper, but the inside was hollow, and the inside was filled up with earth. Could you imagine if we can find that earth? If we can go out into the desert, and this was the earth that was used in one of the 42 masos to fill up the hollow cavity of the Mizbeach. Priceless, right? So it says over here, but in the time of the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni, the Bayis Shlishi, it's not made from earth, it's stone, it's pure stone. In fact, we're actually going to describe how it was done. they filled up with little stones, and then they poured lime. They poured some type of cement. I don't know whatever it was. They made a mold of 32 amos by 32 amos, and they would fill up this mold with pebbles, and then they would pour concrete. That's what concrete is. It's just little stones with some type of mixture, and it would harden, and then they would go to the next level. So it's made from small stones, and it's formed with cement, which also is considered in halacha earth. Let's see the pasuk in Yigimel behind the midas hamizbech zel mizbech oila sheheru lo boamos ama ama v'tofach ritzoinoi loymar. Not to be translated literally. Ba'amos gidolos. So he translates, not like I told you, I made a mistake, ba'amos. So when it says amos, the first expression is, what kind of ama? Ba'amos gidolos. Shebechol ama, in each ama, is ama achas shel choil, which is five. Shibas hamisha tefachim. The oid tefach echad, an additional to make it six. So those words go together. It's a very hard expression. These are the midos. Bo amos. What kind of amos? Ama. When I said the word amos, let me make it very clear. It's an ama, a standard ama of five. Votofach plus an additional tefach to make it six. I just wanted to point out, this even adds more power to what we just said. Even the ama of six is not really 100% Kodesh. The Am of Six itself is really part Chol and part Kodesh. It's the Tzeref of five, because that's the Pasuk is saying over here. An Am of Six, it's not just, oh, it's pure Kodesh. No, it's Chol plus an additional Amah, which now makes it into Kodesh. So this again, the Tzeref of Chol and Kodesh. That's the Am of Six. And then it's going to be an Am of Five, which is just pure Chol. Adjacent to this Amah. Then it says the Chek Amah, next words of the Mitzvah David, the Chek, the O Tefach Echot, next words of the Mitzvah, the Chek Amah, Avobot, Gov Aliyas Hayesoit, let's just jump to the side to the Mitzvah Siyon. What's the more precise meaning of the word Chek? Chek Mloshen Chikui Ukivius. Chikui, I don't know what the word Chikui means. You know what the word Chikui means? I don't know what it means. I mean, Kivius means it's permanence. It's a permanent location. The zehu hayisoid chek somehow means it's. I don't really have a good word for it.
Chiku dug out.
Chiku means to dig out. Oh. I don't know. Kvius, it's kavua. It's permanent location. The chek ama. So why do we use the word chek when you deal with the foundation? The foundation is something that's very permanent. The entire structure depends upon the foundation. You want to make sure that the foundation is firmly attached in the ground. So when we describe the yesoid, the very bottom of the mizbech is called the yesoid, the foundation. The foundation, when you're saying the cheik, the foundation, Rashi, the Mitzvah says, ho'ama, avol, goiva, the height, alias ha-yesoid, hoya, b'mida, ama, ha-peshuta, of chol, shel chol, bas, ha-misha, tvachim. Now, then it goes on to say, "Ushnei hatefachim hachasedim hoyu oitfim bevidas koyva hasoyve vehagag." Now he's asking, "What about the base. Two, the base? Chek means the base. What's the shoresh of the word chek? Chikui. What does chikui mean? I don't know.
Wait, are you in Rashi?
What did Rashi say? What chik? Rashi says, "Zei yisurish." Doesn't say anything. Rashi just says the word chek means foundation. Chek is a
there's more.
The Mitzudos says something very important over here, where it says, "Ushnei atfachim hachasedim hoyu oitvim b'midas goiva hasoivev vehagag." The measurement of the goiva hasoivehagag v'al shelo hoyu ama. The al shelo hoyu ama loy chashavam, and the fact that they were not an ama, they were not calculated. So I'm not sure what he means by this, but it means that he's alluding to. I'm not really clear what he means entirely, but he's alluding to that when we went up in the soivev and the gag hamizbeach, there were those amos were six.
These amos were five, so you got two of these. So you're short, you know.
I think what he's saying is a very big chiddush. It's not the way it says in the picture. It seems what he's saying is that it was really seven. It was not seven. The soiv, look in this picture. In this picture it shows the soivev is four amos tall. Correct?
Yeah.
It's four amos tall. What kind of amos were we using to measure that height?
Six.
Amos of six. So how many tfachim were there? 24 tefachim. Now, go to the next. Go to the Gag HaMizbeach. Same thing, 4, 24. So that's going to be 48. He's saying no. They gave it, they snuck in an additional tefach for the Gag and an additional tefach for the Soyev. Even though three of those amos are six, one of those amos, really, it's not, they snuck in an additional tefach. Why would you do that? Because we cheated the Yisoid. Since the Yisoid's height was two amos, and those two amos are measured with a height of only five tefachim, how could you do that in the Beis HaMikdash? In the Beis HaMikdash, everything has to be sacred. And if everything is sacred, it has to be six. An Am of Kodesh is six. So you're going up over here only going up two amos for the Yisoid, and the two amos are calculated with the amos shel choil, the chek, the foundation's height was a amah. But what about the two missing tefachim? So the Mitzudo seems to say is, we threw it in. We threw in two more tefachim into the Gag and the Soidev, even though it doesn't say it. And since it's only two tefachim, and an amah is six tefachim, we're not mentioning fractions. We're only mentioning full numbers. So when you go look at how tall was the Mizbeach?
Was the opposite.
What?
Because there were two tefachim missing.
Right.
You don't care about it. It's only two tefachim.
Look at his words. I'm not sure, maybe you're right. Look at his words more clearly. He says, Ushnei atfachim hachaserim.
Right.
Hoyu oitfim, I'm translating, they were added. They were padded, the midas within the goiva, the height of the hasoidev, the hagag. Oh, if that's the case, so then it's not. Then it was a little bit taller. The guy, it wasn't four and four. It was four plus two tefachim. It was not 48 tefachim. It was 50 tefachim. How come there is no mention of it being 50 tefachim? The al shlo hayu ama lo chashavam. Because it's only a fraction, we did not bother to mention it. Now over here he writes from top to bottom with 63. So maybe that's what it's 50, 60, 60, and then on the top, the Keren. No, so he's not counting. He's not counting. He's only counting five.
He's only counting five for these. I mean, the Am is only five. So therefore it's 10 tefachim. 10 plus 24.
48.
48. Plus 10 is 58.
And 5 is 63.
And 5 is the carry.
Right, he's only counting here 63.
So he's
on this picture.
Right.
So, but he's not necessarily following what it says here, my interpretation of the Mitzudos.
Yeah. Well,
it would appear that he's saying it was really 65, or maybe even 66, because you can't. What about the Karen? The Karen also has to, somewhere you got to add that additional tefach. That's what he seems to be saying. So, where was it? It was padded in. Somewhere in the Mizbeach. Why don't we mention it? It's a fraction. Maybe what I'm saying is nonsense, but I mean, I'm trying to read the words of here in the parentheses.
The Keren is also Shulchol.
Right, right. Both. Keren was, well, I'm going to say it soon. The Keren was also Shulchol. Correct. So the Keren was Chol, and the Yisoid was Chol. If you take it exactly, it's exactly 63 Tzfachim. In the parentheses, it seems to say over here there was paired in the missing Tzfachim. Let's go further. Mitzvah David, the Amar Roichav. Then he writes the next words of the Mitzvah. The Amar Roichav, the Amar Roichav, Knisa Hasayveif, Hayib Amar Chamisha. When in the picture number one, when it went in slightly to the left side.
See,
yeah.
The way I interpret what Mitzvah is saying, it says
based on what you're saying, but you owe to me that's gova hasover ve'agad. The sover and the god were measured with six, as opposed to the yisover.
So what are the next words? So what are the next words? The al, what are the next words then? What does he mean then when he says those next words? The al shlo hayu amo lo chashavam.
Since
we're calculating everything, according to your interpretation, we're making there's a calculation for every single amo. Every amo was either five or six. Perfect.
It doesn't. I don't know.
And what's the beginning mean? The beginning means ushnei hatufachim hachaseirim.
Those two missing from the yisov.
Hayu oitfim. What is the oitfim? What do you mean? They were more.
The sovereign and the god measurement of amo was more than the measurement.
But
of
it
the
doesn't
amo
fit. But it doesn't fit the words shnei atvachim hachaseirim. Okay, I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know what it means. The picture is clearly not the way I'm interpreting. It was also in parentheses, by the way. Okay, so why is this in parentheses? Maybe someone didn't like this. They took it out. But if you read it literally, it seems to say an idea is that you can't rip off the mizbeach. The mizbeach is toiveya. It demands that when everything is said and done, each height, each elevation should be in amos of six. So if in the bottom we're going to deny it a tefach from each of the amos in this first madrega up, it has to be compensated. Where will the compensation come? In the soivev or in the gag? Is that correct? I don't know. Let's go further in the Mitzvah Stavit. The next words in the Mitzvah Stavit tell us about the next part of the Mizbeach. Then it says the amarecha. When it goes in, on picture number one, on the bottom, on the yisod, when the yisod nab goes into the left, it goes in one amma. That space on top of the yisod was five tefachim. The tefach hechoser, hayoidev b'midas reichav agag, the tefach that's missing was added, that's the same exact problem, b'midas reichav hagag, v'loy dok. Okay, so he seems to be saying the same idea. You can't take it away. It's not fair to take it away. You have to say then that when we went to the next madrega, the top of the soyveth, and it went in by six, it wasn't really six. It went in seven. It went in seven. Because you don't want to deny what it truly deserves. Everything must eventually have compensation for what's lacking. Next, v'chein hakrono shahayu bigvula misaviv ba'arba hamikzos shahayu zeres echad mei ha'emtzoim l'chol ruach. It was one span. So now the word zeres refers to a span. What does the word zeres refer to? V'hayu imkein amal ama hayu gamkein ba'amas chamisha. A zeres is a ama. That's what he wants to say. The zeres is another word. It was another word for an amma. There's the Mitzudos Tzion word Zeres. Zeres. So he explains what it means. So it means it's a chatzia from the center. From the center, it's a chatzia amma. From the center of the corner, it's a chatzia amma. So to the extremes, it's one complete amma. Why do we describe the corners with the term Zeres? And whereas we describe everything else with the term amma, I don't know. It's an interesting way of describing an amma. The corner, when you measure the corner, you measure it from the center. From the center to each end is a chatzi amma. The result being, it is one square amma. What kind of amma are we using? An amma bas chamisha. And again, he writes over here, what about the missing space? V'hatefachayim hachaserim hayu oivim b'midas mikoyim hamarocha v'loy dok. What was lacking, what was missing, what was given as a gift to the Marocha, the place where, if you look on picture number three, it shows you this Mokoyim Hiluch Ragli HaKoyhanim and this Mokoyim HaMarocha. There was an Amma space. There was an Amma space for the Koyhanim to walk around. And then in the center, which I think is, if you start at 32, then you go down to 30, and then you go up to the top, it's 28, and it's 20, 28, it's 20, 24. It was 24 by 24, the place where the Marocha. Make a look at the calculation. On the very, very bottom, the foundation from end to end was 32. Look on picture number two on the bottom. On the bottom. 32 amma. It goes in one amma, shleshim amma. It goes in, now then it goes down to eshim u'shmoneh, 28 ammas. Now, reduce the place of the corners. That takes it down, that takes it to 26. Because each side is an amma. Then there's one amma for the kohanim to walk. And then the remainder in the center is 24 by 24. It's a very nice number, because 24 is the magic number for kohanim. There were 24 mishmarites of kohanim, and the place where they did the avodah, the shleimus of the avodah, where the korbanos were actually offered, was also 24. The maracha was 24 by 24. So he's telling us a secret: is that it wasn't 24 by 24; it was more than 24. And my interpretation, my corrupt interpretation of these words, is it wasn't really 24 by 24; it was really 24 and 2 tzvachim. By 24 and 2 tefachim. Why are we giving it an extra tefach? Because we cheated the corner. The corner was supposed to really be 6 tefachim. So how are we going to make it up? We're going to make it up by giving the maracha an additional tefach, which then means we're going to take away from the hiluch, ragli hakohanim, a tefach. Because it's got to come from somewhere. The kohanim.
It's the width.
But the width is only that. The width, the bottom is 32 by 32.
The guy on his back, we know how wide it was. So if it's narrower here, it's obviously wider there.
Right. So the very, very top of the mizbeach from end to end is 28 by 20, including the corners, is 28 by 28.
Right.
Of what kind of amos? 6 tefachim. There's no room to wiggle. Right. Now take away the corner. The corner, because the corner has an amma of 5 tefachim by 5, but take away the corner. How much space do you have left? Now you have 26 by 26.
Plus 2 tefachim.
Right, correct. Correct. 26 by 26 plus 2 tefachim, correct. Now, go in an amma. An amma, if you go in one entire amma for the space.
Or 24.
Oh, right. So you're not denying them. You're not denying anything from them, right? Because since it's 28 by 28 plus, no, it's right, 28 by 28 plus 2 tefachim. Right? I'm sorry, you're right. Plus 2 tefachim. You go in one amma. That's where the kohanim walk, and then you're left with 26 by 26 and 2 tefachim. So. It's not an accurate number. That's really what comes out. It's not, none of these numbers are here. You learn over here something very, very unique.
You round off.
We're not mentioning fractions. This is something that you never know about. If you don't see this, this is the opinion of the Mitzudos. Obviously, the one who drew this picture disagrees. If he's writing for you over here very clearly, there are 63 tefachim, the zehu, that's it. He doesn't agree to this idea. He holds, that's it. It was 6, went in, Well, the truth is, you have to come on to what he says. It's true in the height, you can say this, what he says in the height is correct. But you have to say there was an additional tefachim when it comes to the width. Because
right.
Since on the bottom, you're starting off, then you have no choice. So you do have to come on to this understanding in the Mitzvah Stav, at least in the width, the horizontal surface. You don't have to say this, it's true, in regard to the height. But the Mitzudos seems to say that
unless the on the Omer holds that the Karen was 5. If he holds the Karen was 6.
No, that's what he says. It says the Karen was 5 entirely. But this, you have to come on to this idea that there's fractions that are not being mentioned in regard to the horizontal surface. The reason why you must do this is since you are starting on the bottom with a horizontal area of 32 amos by 32 amos. Each one of those amos is 6 tefachim. There's no room to, you have to deal with that. When you now ascend 2 amos and you go in, you move in 5 tefachim. So you have left over 30 by 30 plus 2 tefachim. You can't ignore that. You can't ignore those 2 tefachim.
No, not by 30. When you get to 28 plus 2 tefachim.
Because the bottom is six. When you go to the bottom, it's still 6. When you go up to the next level, it's going to be 5. So on the 5 is where you have to account, add in 20 by 28 and 2 tefachim. You have no choice. You have no choice to account for the 2 tefachim over there. Then you go up another for 4 amos. And then you move in a karen of 5 tefachim. You have no choice. You're going to be left with 28 I'm sorry, 26 by 26 and 2 tzvachim. No way to ignore that fact. You then go in one amma to allow them to walk around, and then in the center you're left with the maracha, which is 24 by 24 and 2 tzvachim.
You should end up with 4 tzvachim. Because when you got to the Seifer,
yeah.
The Seifer's
open. No, we already gave the donation there. When you got to the Seifer, we the Seifer was already 28 by 28 and 2 tzvachim.
Right. So then if you're going to go in with the Karen.
Ah, so it's going to be 4. Okay, you're saying very good. You're saying very good. So it was really 24 by 24 and 4 tzvachim. That's really an amazing thing. That's how it comes out.
And then you're not just rounding.
Then you're ignoring.
You're counting fractions. You're ignoring.
Because it's the majority.
Yeah.
It's a majority. 4 is greater than 3. It's very interesting. Very interesting. Okay, let's show the words of the Mitzudos, and we'll come back and explain this and review this. The Amma, next words of the Mitzudos are V'ze Gav HaMizbeach B'Amma HaZe HaPshuta Bas Chamisha Tvachim Modat, he measured Shetach Mizbeach Chazov with regard to the. Now here the Mitzudos is jumping. He's going, this is really a Gemara. This whole thing is a Gemara somewhere. Where is this? I forgot where the Gemara is. But then now we're jumping to the other Mizbeach. The Mizbeach HaZohav. What were its dimensions? It was one Amma by one Amma by a height of 2 Ammas. V'ze Gav HaMizbeach. I'm fine. Ba'amma HaZeh Papshuta Bas Chamish Tvachim Modat Shetach, the surface area. Mizbeach HaZohav Shehoi Amma Al Amma Kain Dorshu Razal. Here it is in the Gemara Menachos Daf Tzadi Zayin. Okay, this whole Mitzvah really is just extracted from what it says in the Gemara Masechta Menachos. Let's review the pasuk again. There's an enormous amount of information in this pasuk according to the Mitzvah studies of our pasuk. It is the site of the Mizbeach, the bias of the Mizbeach. And from this, by the way, we learn that it's the same principle when it comes to the Bayis Sheni. The only difference is, in the Bayis Sheni, the site was only one Amma, not 2 Ammos, and it was 5 and 3 instead of being 4 and 4. But let's review the pasuk one more time inside with now that we know the interpretation. The Eile, the following are the midas ha-mizbeach, the dimension of the mizbeach, bo-amos, in regard to amos. There are two different amos that we will use in order to construct this mizbeach, and not just this mizbeach. There is the mizbeach ha-necheshes, and there's the mizbeach ha-zov. The Mizbeach HaZav is in the Hechel, which the only thing they did on that Mizbeach was offer every single day Kitoris. The only time they put blood on the Mizbeach HaZav was on Yom Kippur. And when else? The Podim and the Se'idim HaNisrofim. If the Kohen Gadol did an Avera, he does not bring an ordinary Khatas, he brings a special carbon, and they put the blood on, they sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach HaZav. If the Melech does an Avera, same thing. They bring a special carbon, put the blood on, they sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach HaZav, and if the entire Klal Yisrael does an Avera through the Psak of the Bezdin and the Lishkas Hagazis, they also bring a special carbon and they pour the blood on the Mizbeach HaZav. And ordinarily, the only time the Mizbeach HaZav is only used twice a day to offer Kitoris. So here the Pasuk is going to tell us we're going to measure the midas of the Mizbeach. Really, we know now from the end of the Pasuk we're going to measure two different Mizbeachos. Even though it says Mizbeach B'loshon Yochid, it does not say Mizbeachos. It said, we know from the Pasuk that it's going to be both, yeah?
Mizbeach HaKtaris did not have a Yisayit, right?
No, just flat.
So where did the blood go if they did the...
The blood just dripped down the side. The blood was put on the corners. The blood was put on the corner of the corner. It was applied physically to the corner of the Mizbeach.
It went on the floor.
What?
It went on the floor.
If it's who says it's spilled down?
There was no
who says it even spilled down? They took a small amount of blood and they put it, he touched the application with his finger, he applied it to all four corners. He then sprinkled on the surface 7 times. 4 applications on the corner and 7 sprinklings on the surface. The remainder, the shirayim of that blood, was taken out to the Mizbeach HaChitza and poured on the foundation. But there was no foundation for the Mizbeach HaZav. So these are the dimensions of the Mizbeach with regard to Amos. Which Mizbeach? There are two Mizbeaches. Mizbeach Hazav and the Mizbeach and Mizbeach Achitzen. First, Mizbeach Achitzen, Amma. When we mention an Amma for the very first time, it refers to an Amma of a Toifach. The way we're going to define Amma is Amma of a Toifach, one Amma of five. Amma Stam means five. And a Toifach, an additional Tefach, for a grand total of six. Now, V'cheiko Amma. But with regard, that's the general, that's the default. That's the default. Whenever we say the word Amma, the default is it's going to be six. And what is that going to mean? Well, as we're going to see in the next pasuk, the height of two Amos is six. The height, generally, the height of the Soivev will be four, and the height of the Gag will be four, and the horizontal length of the foundation is 32 by 32. And when it says the word Amma in the next psukim describing these basic dimensions, it is an Amma of six tefachim. Now, where is the exception? Where is there going to be an exception that it's only going to be an Amma of five tefachim? That's with regard to the chek, in regard to the height. Doesn't say height. This is something which Chazal have injected into the pasuk, okay? Because he really doesn't say that. How do you know he refers to that? That's what the Gemara says with regard to the chik, the height of the foundation. Ho'ama, it's going to be ama of five tefachim. Furthermore, when it says the ama roichav, when it says that the ama will go in on top of the soivev, this is how he teaches on top of the soivev. When it says, we'll go in one amma, as you see in the picture, soiviv on top of the soiviv between the soiviv and the gag, and it goes in one amma. That's also going to be with the amma of five. Then when it says ugvula and el sifasa soiviv, the boundary towards edge soiviv, that refers to what? That's a very elaborate expression referring to what? The corners. The Kronos. Why couldn't just say the word Karen? Why do we have to have such an elaborate description of the word Karen? Ugvula means the edge. Look at the Metzudos again. The Chain HaKronos. Look at the Metzudos again in the Dibur HaMaskel, the Amor Reichav. The Chain HaKronos. Shehoyu. Bigvula. Along the edge of the Mizbeach. Misaviv. And all around all four corners. Biarba HaMikzaos. So we have here an expression which is a long translation, a long expression to refer to the word keren. We would have been very, very satisfied had the pasuk just said the keren amma. And we would know it's an amma wide, amma tall, everything should be five tefachim. It doesn't say that. It says...
Like you have to have the passageway. I mean, the keren is just in the corner.
Right.
What about between the corners?
Between the corners, there's nothing there. It's just.
So that I think that's what he means by zeres. He's
the zeres, he says, to mean the center of the corn, the center of the keren, to the edge. That's what he says. Zeres is. Zikinu mitzvasiyon. Zeres he chatzi ha'ama v'chein zeres arko, and the zeres refers to the center to the edge of the corner is an ama of five. Ugvula el sifasa saviv, the gvul to its edge, saviv in all four corners. In other words,
around.
No, he doesn't say that. That's look at the mitzvah stavit. I hear what you're saying. You're saying it's all around because we're counting what's inside as well. But that's not how he translates it. He translates it over here. V'chein hakironos, the corners. Why? How did the mitzvah know that we're referring to the corners? Because that's what these words mean. Shahoyu bigvula, they were at the.
Why did you start off by saying the Amaracha? He's not talking about the.
No, the Amaracha period. Amaracha, put a dot there. Put a hard break. The Amaracha refers to the top of the Soivev, between the Soivev and the Gag. The Mizbeach moved over one Amma. What kind of Amma? Amma five Tvachim. Period. Now let's go to the next element, the next item of this Mizbeach. Ugivula el sifasa saviv. Four words which can be substituted with the word keren. And it's describing what the keren is. It is something which is along the extreme edges of the Mizbeach, towards its all four sides. Zeres so'echad. It was a half an amma from the center of the Karen to the edge of the Karen, which means it was five by, it was one by one, half, two sides is one. What kind of amma? The amma of five tvachim. And then it says, v'zeh gav ha-mizbeach. Now let's go inside, into the heichel, and we have mizbeach hazav. And the Mizbeach HaZav, its dimensions were one amma by one amma. The horizontal surface of the Mizbeach HaZav is 5 by 5. That's how the Mitzudo Stavir learned Pshat in this pasuk. And in the process, what we have done over here, we've also brought out this very important idea. And that you have no choice when you're dealing with the horizontal surface. Let's clarify this idea. If you are starting off on the very, very bottom of a surface area of 32 amos by 32 amos, and each one of those amos is 6 tfachim, and you now go up 2 amos, and you move in 1 amma, okay, so far so good. We're going in 1 amma. How many amos? When we're going in 1 amma, what are its dimensions? 6 tfachim. We go in 6 tfachim. That is fine. We go up now 4 amos, and we go in an amma. But the amma that we go in, that we move in, is only an amma of 5 tfachim. So how much space do we have left for the big, when the Gag HaMizbeach, what are its dimensions? The Gag HaMizbeach is 28 and 2. 28 amos by 28 amos plus 2 tvachim. 28 amos and 2 tvachim by 28 amos and 2 tvachim. Why? If we're only moving in 5 tvachim, and we started out with 30, each one of those 30 has 6 tvachim, and we now move in an amma on each side, but we're only moving in an amma of 5 tvachim, so we're left with 28 and a tefach and one, 28 and 2 tvachim. We're moving in an amma on each side, so we are going down from 30 to 28, but we're not going down entirely to 28 because we're only moving in 5 tvachim, whereas all the other amos were measured with 6 tvachim. So you have a remainder on top of 28 by 2 tvachim, by 28 and 2 tvachim. Now go up higher. Go up another 4 amos. And now we have the corners. Move in. How much space do we have when we move in? If we're only going to move in another 5 tvachim, we're left with 26 and 4 tvachim by 26 and 4 tvachim. Because we have 2 extra tvachim from the top of the Soidev, and now another 2 extra tvachim from the top of the Gag. So we have now on the top 26 and 4 tvachim by 26 and 4 tvachim. Move in 1 amma. There was 1 amma that was a perimeter to allow the Kohanim to walk around safely. And then we have the center. The center is where they actually put the korbanos. What is the surface area of where they put the korbanos according to our calculation? 24 amos and 4 tvachim by 24 amos and 4 tvachim. You have no choice. It has to be like this. That's plain simple math. Has to be. Now the dilemma, which I'm debating with Nehemiah, is what about the height? In the height, you don't have to say this. Because you're not starting with anything. You don't have a foundation that you have to deal with. You're going up. So you can say that the ultimate height of this Mizbech in our handout is the way he presents it here, is 63 tfachim. You ascend 2 amos of 5 tfachim. That's 10 tfachim. Not 6 tfachim. 5 plus 5. You then go up 4. You go up another 4. Each 8 amos for a grand of 6 tfachim for a grand total of 48. So that 48 plus 10 is 58. And now we have the top Karen. The Karen is 5 tfachim. For a grand total of 58 plus 5 is 63. And that's what he says over here on the chart. But the Mitsudos David in the parentheses seems to say, just like you can't leave out. You don't want to leave out the extra tefach that was meant to be. Somehow, so too, in the height also, don't leave out the extra tefach that was really meant to be, which would then force us to elevate the mizbeach to a height of 50 tefachim. You got to give. It's going to be 50. Why 56?
66.
66. You have to get how many? You have to get three more. Why do you have to get three more? On the bottom, there are two. You're missing
two on the bottom
and one on the top. So you got to go from 63 to 66. Where are you going to add those three extra tefachim? You squeeze them in the soivev and the gag. When it says the soivev and the gag were 24 tefachim, that's not accurate. It was really 25 and a half. 25 and a half and 25 and a half. That's what he says. You squeeze them in somewhere in order that ultimately when you come to the very, very top of the Mizbeach, it's 11 Amos, it should be 11 Amos from top to bottom of 6 Tvachim. Oh, but you're only going up on the bottom 2 Amos of 5 Tvachim, and the Keren is only an Amma of 5 Tvachim. Well, just like in the horizontal surface, we're not cheating anyone. We're not cheating. That's a physical reality. You can't cheat because the horizontal surface cannot be cheated. So too in the vertical distance, we don't want to cheat you. So we're not calculating the fractions, but it has to then be 66 tefachim, not 63.
Practical usage over the years, Raglia Kahanim worn off a little bit.
They made repairs. It says every Pesach. The Gemara says that they would clean it. They did maintenance.
Did they have to measure it to be
removed? Yeah, certainly. There was continuous maintenance, it says. It says on Erev Pesach those hoses, they do pressure, you know, they say clean the buildings with pressure water.
Pressure hoses?
That's what they did. They did Erev Pesach, it says, to make it nice and white. All the blood from the whole year, they repainted, whatever they did. We polished it, they polished it up every so often in order to beautify the Mizbeach. So obviously they made calculations to make sure they would sink, no cracks, everything should be perfect. This is this pasuk according to the parish of the Mizbeach. Let's see here Rashi. Rashi, pasuk Yud Gimel, the eight lemidas on Mizbeach, shemefarish lematon. The following are the midas that are going to be specified lematon. Arba eshrei oirech ba'arba eshrei roicham. Now, Rashi is jumping ahead to the next pasuk. Rashi over here says it was 14 wide, 14 wide. That refers to the center. Okay, 14 is 28. 28 wide. And it says over 14, it means just like when we said over here, when it came to the Keren, the Zeres. Zeres is a half of an Amma, counting from the center. When the next Pesukim are going to describe the dimensions, it's going to describe it from the center. So that's what refers to later on. So it's going to be the center. But Amos, with regard to Amos, is an Amma, Amma v'toifach. The Amma bas shisha, shehi Amma v'toifach, ba'amma bas chamisha, when the standard Amma is 5, he ate one more tefach, it results in being 6. V'cheiko Amma, Rashi explains, aval, even though most of the dimensions are measured in terms of 6 tefachim, when it comes to the foundation, aval ha'yisoid shaloi nimdad ba'amah shal chol shehi bas chamisha tefachim. Chek l'shoin chikui ukivius. It's exactly what the Mitzudos Tzion said. For who ha'yisoid, that is the foundation. Ha'amah, amas chol. V'loi amah v'toifach, not an amah v'toifach, shehi amah ba'shisha, which is an Amma of 6. The chain shaninu b'menachos.
The beginning of Rashi doesn't make sense. Aval ha'yisod shelo nimnad ba'am shelchol.
Yeah.
Nimnad ba'am shelchol.
What?
Isn't it nimnad ba'am shelchol? The yisod.
That's what it says. V'chei ko'am. Aval ha'yisoyit shaloi nimnad ba'am shelchol. Ushibas chamishet. The height of the yisoyit. Oh, I think what you're trying to suggest maybe is that the 2 by 32 is 5?
No, I don't know. Okay.
Maybe that's really what it sounds like. You're right. See, the Rashi, we're brainwashed one way. Because the Mitzvot made it very, very clear, making a very good point. The Mitzvot made it very, very clear. Look at the Mitzvot David. The Dibra Mazel, the Chei Koama. Aval, Goiva Alias Hayesoit. The height. The height of the foundation. What about the horizontal space of the foundation? No, that is an Am of 6.
Right.
Does Rashi say that? V'chei ko'ama, Aval hayisoid shaloi. What's the yisoid? The bulk, the soivev. And in fact, that's how Rashi really started. Rashi told us that it was 28. Well, 28 is really the 28 is. Wait, it's 32. Okay. But he says, "V'cheiko am aval hayisoid shaloi, the soid of the mizbeach, which I guess was of the soivev, nimdat ba'ama shel chol shibas hamisha tfachim." Rashi does not say the word goiva. Maybe Rashi holds. We have to clarify this more. Maybe Rashi holds that also takes away your question that what happened to the extra. You don't have to deal then with the extra tfachim. You don't have to deal with the extra tfachim. He seems to say at face value is that the yisoid was how? What was the yisoid? 32 by 32 in an amma of 5 tefachim. That's significantly smaller because you're shaving off one tefach from each amma. And there are 32 of those ammas. It doesn't say the height.
Oh, wait a second. There's a very big difference between what we have here and what this says. The word shalom, how is it spelled?
Shin lamed vav.
Here it's spelled shin lamed aleph.
Aleph.
That's why I was saying I didn't understand it.
I
think yours is the correct gersa.
Okay.
Oh, right.
I didn't even know. Okay, I didn't realize you had different gears. Okay.
It.
I have in my edition Shin Lamed Vav. Shalom. It's foundation.
Right.
You may have been confused. Shalom in that. Okay. So then it doesn't make.
It wasn't right. It meant to was right.
Doesn't make sense then. Aval Ama. Aval Yisod Shalom in that. The whole doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make sense, right? So obviously it was a Tosat Fus. Tosad Fus, Aval Hayesoid Shaloi, it's Amo Yisoid, but Amo Shalchol Shibas Hamish Tvachim, Chek Lushan Chiku Yikvius for Huay Yisoid. So this one of vocabulary words, the word Chek means Chek is the foundation. Chek is Loshal, isn't the Chek also the thigh? Is that, Rabachol, is that correct? The thigh, isn't the Chek mean the thigh?
Means what?
The thigh, a person's leg.
Oh, no.
What the Kohen eats?
No.
That's a
shaykh. Shaykh? Doesn't also isn't also it doesn't also have a isn't there another word that it the cheg is the chest. Okay, fine. So I'm a Rashi is not telling us if it's the height or it is the span. It is the horizontal. The Mitzvahs explicitly said it's only the height, whereas Rashi seems to say both. Rashi seems to say that on the bottom, 32 by 32, on the height, everything is going to be the same. The same with the corner. When it comes to the Karen, everyone agrees that the Karen, both the height and the width, is 5. So why should the foundation be any different? And if you don't, and if it's not going to be different, then you save yourself 2 tefachim. What was your question? The fractions. If it's going to be 4 tefachim left over, that's not a fraction. 4 tefachim is a majority. According to the Mitzudos, when you're left over, you have to account for an additional 4 tefachim. 4 tefachim is more than half of an amma. How could we leave it out? But according to, if you learn like I'm suggesting in Rashi, that it refers, that when it says that the yisoid is 32 by 3 with 5, then you're only going to be left with 2 tefachim, which is less than half. Indeed, it's a fraction. Then you can say, we didn't calculate the fractions. But that's only if you learn that it refers to both the width and the height. Okay, the chek, amo zeha yisoid, he traded the word chek as the yisoid, he says it again, the amo rechav is zeha soidev, ugvula, so the soidev is going to be also an amo 5 tvachim, that everyone agrees that when it moves in, it moves in 5 tvachim. Just like the Mitzvah Stavah, these words are an elaboration of the word Karen. Zeres echad me emtso isai, a span from the center. Moididai zeres choruach, you measure a span half an amma to each side, hare amma al amma, vize gav ha mizbeach, uve amma zo, hayeninda gag mizbeach ha zohav. Just like the Mitzvah, it's really good. Everyone is saying the same thing because no one is here is allowed to say their interpretation, because they're just extracting what it says mila b'mila in the Gemara Masechta Menachos. Ama arkoi v'ama rach by revua kach mefarish also be'ervin u'v'menachos mefarish yoshel v'yachesh nimesachta Menachos. There's even more details. It says there chay ko ama begoiva. The Cheiko Amah, so here Itaka says, Begoiva, the Cheiko Amah, no, he says, Begoiva Ola Amah, the Amah Roichav Konsa, Kinisa Sasoivev Amah Bas Hamisha. So he hears, there he says over here, I think maybe Itaka, he agrees to the Mitzvah. Let's see one more time with it. Cheiko Amah, Begoiva, and it's height. Here he does say the word height. Ola Amah, then the Amah. But then it went in one amma. No, that's everyone agrees that it went in one amma. It went in one amma. The amma that it went in was six, definitely. Kinisa sasoivev. And then he says, Kinisa bas chamisha. Why, when it comes to the kinisa, does he say the word chamisha, which is, and he did not give us the dimensions for, the other ones. And indeed, over here in my edition, there's a Sifsei Chacham, which says over here there's some corruption in the Rashi. He's saying it's not clear what we're saying over here, Rashi. But when it went up five, it's not Amma Bas Chamisha, but it's an Amma of six. Why does he say that it's not? Let him say that it's six. Rashi over here is a little bit vague. How he's describing, everyone agrees then that when it went up in height, the height was always the height of an amma of six tvachim, not the amma of five tvachim. Ugvulal sefasa akronos bein l'rochem bein l'gavim ba'amas pas chamisha was exactly five amma. So these are the basic dimensions of the mizbeach. Baruch Hashem, we got through this pasuk with the idea that we mentioned at the beginning, a very important idea, the synthesis of choil and kodesh. Five is choil, six is kodesh. Kodesh itself is made up of part choil and part kodesh, and all of these things are coming together in a very sophisticated way in the mizbeach, because this is what the mizbeach is. The mizbeach represents the concept to synthesize choil and kodesh. Take chol and make the chol into kodesh, bring the two together. That's Chanukah. Chanukah is the synthesis of chol and kodesh. That, I think, is a very important idea that we take out of this pasuk, a very important yisoid for the end of Chanukah. Chanukah is HaMizbeach. And in Mishnah tomorrow, we'll pick up with pasuk Yudalid. Kyod al Keska. What? How did you walk around? You walked around. What's it? A barefoot?
No, but you finish at the pony, at the pony, you're men, but they can't do that unless they walk sideways. I think they walk like
okay.
This.
You're
too good. But Hanukkah is because of, it says Chanukah Chofei.
Yeah.
But a Chanukiah is a menorah.
That's a Mahi board. That is a Mahi
board. Okay, I have the answer. Now, also, you mentioned a couple of days ago about Malachim Oralim V'Yardim.
Yeah.
Because they were small Malachim.
Baby Malachim.
They didn't grow the wings yet. Right. Where, you said it's a Medrash.
It's a Medrash. I have to find it for you. I know it says because I know where to find it. I know this. I call it Tzutze. I know where it is. I have to find it.
Okay.
The reason why I was so shocked, I told you that story. Because that Baisa with this raw, with this person who wanted to publish it. The Chidushim from his father. Let me get rid of here. And Dalit. And they told him not to publish because they don't like what it said there. That Vart. Did not like that Vart.
Right.
And because he said it.
Because of that one Vart.
That one Vart, he says, there's something wrong with it from the Mechaber. So the truth is, there's nothing wrong with the Mechaber. What he said was Taka Medrash.
Right. Like you remind me, it says by the Asura Haruga Malchus, one of them will be so kind godly. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if you don't keep quiet, I'll turn the world into stone. Right. So, the left who it says in the name of the Gra, not that I'm going to destroy the world, but if you come back with me at the age of the world, when it was before creation, when it was Toyo Vavayu, you will understand why I'm asking you to keep quiet.
Say it again one more time. A little bit confused here. You have the paper ball.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's just two pages.
Gimel and Yudal?
Yeah, we're not going to spend much time today. We're going to spend time today on the Adam Zeros. We're going to finish up the laws of Shabbos. Very little to speak today. So, yeah, there are two pages. Okay, there are two pages.
If you don't keep quiet, I'm going to turn the world. If you come back with me to the time the world was Toyu Bavoyu, before it was created, you would understand why I'm doing what I'm doing today.
Yeah, he was there. Sally Braun was there.
Yeah, well, he meant that you have to come back with me before the world is created.
That's from my perspective. You have to see.
Right.
You're only here now.
If you come, right. Very good, yeah. All right.
You have a new class,
and they could have saved him.
Okay.
We'll just spend a few minutes on finishing up the laws of Amir Yaakov.
There's a gang. He used to break into the kitchen. I gave him the key, or
he gave me no key. I made his own key.
The cook was a guy, Margolis. He was a munkacha, the munkacha. They sent over.
That was Margolis wasn't Hells.
Yeah, and when they sent over the Rabinowitz boys,
they used to have for them special Friday night.
They
were munkacha.
Right, Margolis was a munkacha.
Very
so
right.
He was a
you're right.
To catch us,
I was there when he was there. In Hells.
Yeah. He lived in Euclid Heights.
What's going to be with these Arabs?
Euclid Heights? Or?
Who says anything about Arabs? The guy wasn't an Arab.
Muslim, whatever.
Well, that's not a whatever.
His youngest brother, which is Smith's going to do.
Muslim's name. Why, you come from Jerusalem?
No, he was in the kitchen. He was a
big where? In hell?
Yeah. I don't remember.
Crying the craziness.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I wasn't even on Wickwood. I was on 106th Street,
you know.
Remember the boys and girls?
Friday night, 8 o'clock.